From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. The Florida Keys could be facing a deadline that's unprecedented in South Florida. Within a decade, there might not be any more homes that can be built in the Keys. The state has a rule that the island chain has to be able to get everyone out 24 hours before a hurricane hits. And there's just one road out. So there's a limit to how many people are allowed to live in the Keys. WLRN's Nancy Klinginer reports on what happens next in Monroe County as they face the limits of how much you can build.
The people who live here in the Keys and the people who would like to build here in the future are trying to figure out what to do. Gail Mackey recently flew down from Atlanta just to attend a Monroe County Commission workshop.
Yes, I did, specifically for this meeting.
Why?
I'm concerned about the property I bought about a year and a half ago.
Vacant land. Mackey hopes to build a home there in 5 years when she retires.
Grew up in South Florida, loved it, and our family multiple times a year came down to the Keys. So I feel like it's just coming home.
Mackey's worried about whether she'll have a home to come to, especially if she's trying to build 5 years from now. The meeting was about the county's options if it runs out of building permits.
What are we going to do with the people who purchased that land, who own that land? If we take away their right to build, what will we do for them?
That was Monroe County Mayor Sylvia Murphy at the workshop. She was talking about one of the county's proposed options, which was banning building from areas that are expected to be underwater from future sea level rise. After the last census, the state ran a computer model to see how many more homes could be built and still get everybody out 24 hours before a hurricane. The model showed the Keys could handle about 3,500 new homes over a 10-year period.
But for the first time ever, if they gave that amount, we would be at the 24-hour limit.
Christine Hurley oversees growth management for Monroe County.
In previous hurricane models, we never reached that limit.
So on paper, at least for now, the Keys would reach build-out in 2023. No more new houses or apartments. But no one expects that one day, 4 years from now, all building stops. That's what the county workshop was about, figuring out what happens next. One step the county commission already said they want to take is giving out the building permits more slowly. That would buy a couple more years. Hurricane evacuation is the most immediate reason for these limits, but Hurley says there are others.
Federally endangered species, environmental protection.
The Keys are home to a couple dozen species listed as endangered. Some of them only live in the Keys, like the Key Deer, the Key Largo Wood Rat, and the Chouse's Swallowtail Butterfly. And for a lot of people in the Keys, the backyard is water. They're here so they can fish, kayak, paddleboard.
And the more development you push and the more concrete you have, the more, you know, stormwater runoff you have, and the nearshore waters can be jeopardized.
Joyce Newman has been fighting for environmental preservation in the Keys for 4 decades.
Along the years, we've made small decisions and big decisions. And one of those big decisions, I think, has been to limit our height of the buildings to pretty much what tree height is prior to Irma, let's say.
That's helped preserve the small town, low-key quality of the Keys.
People made a conscious decision. No, we don't want to look like 23-story Miami Beach or Fort Myers or wherever.
Now the Keys are looking at decisions that could have an even bigger impact than the height of the buildings.
We are on a string of islands surrounded by water. Apparently the water is rising on an inexorable rate. We have to face the facts that we're dealing with limits.
Those limits could be a moving target. Next year, there's another census. How many people live here will be the basis for another computer model for hurricane evacuation. And that could change the number of new homes allowed in the Keys. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klinginer.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.